thanks for joining us here. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The word. The word. And would you seriously become a partner with us? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord. Our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of my good friend, Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Just fine, thank you.
Well, these are certainly exciting times as you look and see what's happening over in Europe today. And even as you read about what's happening in America, of course, we're told that, certainly things don't look too bad here, and the economy seems to be struggling and improving somewhat, but certainly we know that this really isn't true. Let's get your take on what is going on today.
Well, we can go back many years, and we can see how it has all unfolded. And if we really look and try to keep things simple, this country around the world is just too much debt. And the bankers, they've used and they controlled everything. We've talked many times of this program where, it's an agenda and it is to promote and to complete the agenda of a one world government, one world financial system, one world religion, one world currency. And these are the stages of it. We've seen various stages across the years. These are all the consolidations of the countries and the various, I believe, that the units, the areas, you have the British nations, you have the European nations, and I think there's other nations that will be popping up and joining together, and they're going to be creating these countries, these units. I can't think of the proper term at this moment, but and I think this is all unfolding, and this is what we see in Europe. They can't come out of those problems by creating more debt. And, austerity is not going to do it. Printing more debt is not going to do it. The only way anybody can get out of these problems is if we earn our way out of these problems. And we can't earn our way out of these problems because we really don't have the politicians. We really don't have the anyone in office or anyone in power positions in order to correct anything or even go down that path. We know Ron Paul certainly has the ability and certainly knows how and would take the necessary steps. But even as we see these steps being taken by someone like Ron Paul, he's still going to have difficult times. And our system is broken. Our system, our financial system is broken here and it's broken around the world. There is no currency. All currencies are fiat. There's currency wars that are going on that have been going on for many years. And it's going to continue until I believe they get to a point and until they are ready to pull the plug. And in the meantime, people will lose everything that they've worked so hard for so many years. It destroys families. It has destroyed families. It's going to continue to destroy families. And it's not a very good picture that we see in the future.
Well, I certainly agree with Melody. I think that we can pretty well anticipate what's going to be going on by what happens in Europe now. As we look and we see that in Greece, Greece suddenly is frantically trying to borrow money. They're having to put out 20% interest. You can't keep putting out 20% interest. Spain is having to put out about 10% interest, and it's only going to go up from here. And but basically, they're one of two things. They'll either let these countries, Spain, Greece, Portugal, Italy, drop out of the European Union, or what I think probably much more likely, are they going to consolidate the European Union into one country? That has always been the plan, going all the way back to the time of the Tower of Babel.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
She thought that the European Union was going to begin to break apart over this. And Melody, of course, we'd never talked specifically on this subject, but Melody does not think that the people who are really running the world have any intention of allowing Greece and Spain and Italy to leave the European Union. What they will do is find some means of actually uniting Europe, talking about the terrible economic times. And even though the countries and the people over there don't want to give up their sovereignty, there is no other alternative, and they're going to force them all into the European Union. Why do I think that? Well, because this is really was all about the Second World War, was all about a stepping stone to uniting Europe. And if you go to Strasbourg today and you see the building where the European Parliament sits. This building in Strasbourg is designed as a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babel. Now, the elitists understand what this is all about. They understand that everything is designed to bring about this unity, unifying the nations, doing away with nationhood. Why would you build a building patterned after an incomplete building? Because it's the Tower of Babel, and that's what it's all about. Now we are going to reinstitute the Tower of Babel, they started it about 4,200 years ago, and it will be completed. Well, it's completed now. And because most people have no idea that everything is planned, long-term planning, Anthony. All sorts of plans pointing to the year 2012 to be a pivotal year. I don't think the Lord's coming this year. I don't think that America is going to lose its sovereignty this year, but I do believe that dramatic things are going to happen, and I think that a lot of these are going to involve the finances of the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and if you're out there, you have a question or comment about what's going on, give us a call. Well, Melody said they're certainly still playing games with gold and silver. You would think with all the political uncertainty in the world, the price of gold and silver would be going up. I was just reading where China is buying something like 100 tons of gold this year. Not only that, but they're the largest gold producer in the world, and they're not selling any of their gold. They're accumulating gold. It's almost as if they want to replace the United States as the financial leader in the world. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree, absolutely. I think China knows exactly what they're doing, and I do believe there's probably a war going on that we don't even know about or that is even discussed, and certainly it involves China. I don't think people realize, people forgot who China really was. They've forgotten the country, they've forgotten the type of people, and they forgot the type of government that China is, and they realize that China is out to, you know, become the number one. They're buying all these precious metals, all these minerals around the world. They're making arrangements and agreements. I read an article a long time ago, and it was actually written in the 1920s, and they broke down the Chinese people as in various groups, and one of them is how they do treat their relationships with other countries and their friends. And what it is, they said, you know, China will treat you as a friend. They befriend you, and in the meantime, they take everything that you have because you believe that they're your friends. And I think this is exactly what we're seeing here in this country. You know, people believe that China's a friend. They were happy to get all this product at a low price. And of course, we realize that most of us know that the only reason we received lower prices from China was because we lost our jobs. It was a way to export our inflation. And, you know, it is a complicated mess, but yet it is still very simple when you really look at the big picture and you look at the progress, as we mentioned. It has been this agenda here for a very long time. So absolutely, they're out to take everything. They will preserve what they have and do what they need to do to protect their people. But we should never forget what type of government that they are.
And I think it's vitally important that the American people understand that it was the American State Department that put the Chinese Communist government in power back in 1949. If you go back and you read the history of that time, it was the American government, American State Department, that, of course, toppled General Chiang Kai-shek and, of course, then backed the Chinese Communist government. And although we pretend, of course, to oppose them, this is all play acting, we have been actually financing the communists directly and indirectly ever since the end of the Second World War. I heard a talk fact, we have it posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com. It was a talk that was given by the head of General Motors, a few years ago. And he was simply, you remember, of course, when we had the TARP program, and the government, American government, gave General Motors $50 billion. And what did they do? Well, it was supposedly, of course, for American jobs, so General Motors could open more plants and they could certainly hire more workers. And General Motors took the $50 billion and they did open more plants and they did hire more workers, but most of them are in China. And you can go over my website and you can see this, the DVD we posted today, or YouTube, where you'll see the head of General Motors pointing out that of every 11 cars that General Motors produces today, 7 of them are in foreign countries. 7 of every 11 cars that General Motors produces are in foreign countries. And basically, what we did when we gave that $50 billion to General Motors was to allow them to expand their manufacturing in other countries, not here in the United States. Most people don't understand that we turned Fiat Motor Company over to, retained Chrysler over to Fiat with the idea that they would suddenly build more plants, and they did. They built plants in Mexico. They built plants in Italy. And they did open one small plant here, but the predominant new Chrysler plants are built in other countries, and production in other countries. This is what it's really all about, but they can't let the American people understand that the foundation of American foreign policy is to build up industries throughout the world and destroy industry and jobs here in the United States. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on, but I will tell you that we are in for some very, very bad times here in America. I think they're going to suddenly destroy the value of our currency and then use that to impoverish the American people. The program hasn't really begun yet, but it's only a matter of time before, of course, they proceed with this program and they begin to destroy the purchasing power of our dollar. Right now, we probably have maybe 9-10% inflation. But, of course, the price of homes is falling. Price of many things is falling. In fact, recently, we've even seen a decline in the price of gasoline. And yet here in California, where I live, why, the cheapest gasoline is still $4.16 a gallon. It may be going down in other areas, but these prices are intentionally manipulated all across America. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, it certainly is, and you can look to an election year. I mean, just a month ago, there was discussions that by Memorial Day you'd see, $5 gasoline, but this is an election year, and I do believe they will keep certain things at lower levels and so forth. And it is all orchestrated and manipulated. It's all price rigged. But people have such short memories, think about how this country fell apart before when we were paying $4 a gallon for gasoline three short years ago. And people forget. They adapt. They adapt to those higher prices. They adjust in other areas. And then they forget. We get to $4 and it drops to, $3.75, and everybody is wiping their brow and saying, oh boy, wow, gasoline has fallen, I'm okay. It's like, folks, don't you remember? They don't remember paying $1 for gasoline. They don't remember, and that wasn't that long ago. So they have very short memories. And again, I think it's part of the conditioning. We've seen the stock markets rise, or the numbers anyway. There's no value there. But you see the numbers rise, you see them manipulate the numbers, and you see the plunge protection team come in and keep them at these levels, and all the time they put pressure on gold. We talk about all of the terrible things, but gold is really the bright spot. I mean, people do have an opportunity to help preserve what they have. and they should take advantage of it.
Especially now when the price is down. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they manipulate the prices of stocks. They manipulate the prices of commodities. They manipulate the price of oil and gasoline. They manipulate the price of gold and silver. Well, let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a few questions for Melody.
All right, fine. Well, let me just put out our telephone number. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And please give us a call if you have a question or comment. John, what's your question for Melody?
Well, I have a few. The first question is, do you think that they will attempt to confiscate the gold that people have?
I have a hard time hearing you, but you're asking about
confiscation of gold? If they would try to confiscate gold, we'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Stan, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We have John calling from Spokane. John thinks that probably they will try to nationalize gold. What was your thought as far as that was concerned, John?
I think that a bit listening to your guest and Melody's guest on her program, I tend to think that they will do everything to take whatever, and then, like what Melody just said, create strict penalties against any individual who buys and sells in, on the black market. That won't stop a black market, and that it'll be a digital currency, somewhat like going toward whatever form of market the beast type of buy-sell trade, only through this digital gold-backed currency that will prohibit any upward mobility. There will be no more, they're going to come in with something about anti-capitalism, blah, 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 all fair and equitable justice and this type of thing. And that'll pretty much bar the door. The elites will be where they are and the rest of us. And my question, next question for Melody is, I hear these programs where, let's say, they're suggesting a gold IRA. But then, of course, someone's going to be holding that gold. I would think that if there was a confiscation, those groups would immediately lose, they would give it up. And then one of your co-hosts on your program, Melody, tying in with that question, made the comment, which I tend to agree, these people who are selling and then you don't take delivery, they keep supposedly nice, safe storage of your gold. But then they're doing this fractional reserve lending type of thing in terms of your gold, and that tends to make me wonder that these people know that at some point it's going to be confiscated, but it doesn't matter because no one's going to take delivery on this stuff, and in the meantime they've leveraged it out and they're going to keep all this stuff for themselves. So, to be honest with you, I'm extremely jaded. I don't trust these people. What are your thoughts about this idea that? You know, like gold IRAs, them holding the material, and then this idea of them leveraging it out and then eventually confiscating. What do you think?
Gold IRAs, I try to advise my clients to look at risk. Certainly, I believe taking physical delivery of your gold carries the least amount of risk. If you're comparing gold IRAs with gold paper IRAs, I think gold IRAs carry the lesser amount of risk than having shares, stocks in there, or having paper, or having currency, or having it in cash in an IRA. Is a gold IRA the best solution? No, the best solution is to take physical delivery of it. So we're back to the suitability. And I have had a lot of people pull their gold out of their IRAs, but sometimes people have large amounts. They don't want to bite the bullet. One thing I've learned a long time ago is when you're making financial decisions, the two things that you need to pull out of the equation is taxes and penalties, because those taxes and penalties will keep people from making the right decision. So take that out of the equation when you're reviewing your finances and you're making a plan and you're trying to make informed decisions. That should help guide people on doing what they need to do. But I look at risk, and I mean, I agree. I think having gold in an IRA carries least amount of risk than having paper there. Some people just aren't ready to pull it out. That's their choice. That's their decision. It doesn't matter how much or how often we tell folks that it is safer to have it by their side. And again, then we're looking at the storage of gold. I've been swamped with calls today about storing metal in offshore account in Canada. And again, look at the risk. Most of us don't want to carry that type of a risk. I think if you're having your storage offshore, I think you need to be in that quote-unquote 1% so that if something happens to it, it doesn't devastate you. Most of us are not in that 1%. So again, you have to look at the risk and look how it would benefit. The reason they talk about offshore is getting it out of the country. Well, this, where is it safe anymore? It's not like it was 30, 40 years ago. I mean, look what they've done to the Swiss bank account people that held their money in Swiss bank accounts and thought that it was secure there, thought it was private. There isn't anything private anymore. The only thing that gives you your privacy is the gold, and by taking physical delivery of it.
And I think we can say one thing, John, and that is that everything is uncertain. Mm-hmm. And so you can diversify, and they may very well figure some means of getting it from you. And really, your own real security is your personal relationship with our Lord. Make all the preparations as if it were up to you, but the final analysis. How you survive will be up to the Lord. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney during the break. Why, we were just discussing the fact that Bob Chapman has passed away. Melody did get back to see him. He was down in Florida and I guess he passed away, I guess it was yesterday. And was it yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday at 12:15.
All right, fine. So anyway, it's going to be sorely missed by Melody, by me, and I think by many of our listeners who really valued what Bob had to say. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And in some ways, we're sort of a small fraternity of people bound together by common concern about our country, by the love of the Lord, by concern about what's happening financially, but with a realization that In the final analysis, we may lose everything we have materially, but the most important possession we have is our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment about the issues that we're facing today, and I would simply point out that the entire structure of Europe is certainly beginning to break apart. Melody and I think both agree that this is being done intentionally, it's being planned, and it's going to be utilized to forcibly unite Europe. Now, I mean, I would much rather see a Europe break apart, give the people there the alternative of forming their own independent governments and getting back, printing their own currency, solving their own problems, which to be able to do, because once they unite Europe, you can be sure that instead of being pockets of poverty, why, because the whole country, that whole area will be impoverished, just exactly as they're planning to impoverish the American people. How do I know that they plan to impoverish the American people? Because I've read the plan. Where is the plan? Well, you can read it. It's in the Earth Charter, point 10A, written by three of the most powerful people in the world, very strong, multi-billionaire, Mikhail Gorbachev, the war criminal who headed Russia for so many of the years, and then when he was deposed in Russia, was allowed to come to America and have offices at the Presidio. Do you honestly think that you or I could get offices at the Presidio as loyal Americans? Of course not. But our leaders have always worked very closely with the leaders of tyrannical communism. And then, of course, the third author of the Earth Charter was Stephen Rockefeller, the son of David Rockefeller. And believe me, the Rockefellers are the most powerful family in the United States. Just as the Rothschilds, the most powerful family in Europe, have nothing to do with the fact they're Jewish, having everything to do with the fact that they have strong ties, in my opinion, to the occult. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Abel calling in from Ohio. Abel, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan. Any comments on the economy of this, of South America and Brazil? You know, they call it one of the emerging nations, emerging economies, along with Russia and India.
Melanie, why don't you pick that up? Was there any, what about the economy of South America? What about the economy of Brazil? Certainly, what about the economy of throughout the rest of the world?
Well, we certainly opened up a trade agreement recently with, I believe, Colombia. And I also know of, I believe, Argentina is possibly ready to be very near going through another devaluation of this currency. We often talk of what's happening with Brazil, that they've been doing so well and everything. But I think the economies around the world are slowing down. I mean, it's not, I mean, because the biggest purchaser of goods, the United States, is certainly slowing down because there's, you know, no wealth, no money. I think you're going to see impacts in these countries. Some of them are doing well, but I think you're going to see a slowdown. But you do see these agreements, again, with China coming out in India that are making agreements and various banking agreements and so forth. So we're going to see a lot of changes come our way that also involve a lot of those countries.
And I think, Abel, what you have to understand is America is the engine that drives the economy of the whole world. Now, Brazil has been doing fairly well in the past, but it was all because of the massive increase in the amount of money. They were just printing money. That was going out of style. They were running about a 10% inflation there. But, of course, now... is that squeaking at your end, Abel?
Excuse me?
Well, there's a squeaking in the background. I just wonder if that was at your end. Under any circumstances, there is certainly, the American economy contracts. Now, why is the American economy contracting? Well, the American economy is contracting is because we have six major banks that control 70% of our banking assets, and they have massive amounts of money, but they're not lending it out. And then, of course, we have, of course, a number of major corporations, and they have made tremendous profits. I mean, you look at what these countries are doing. Most of their profits are coming from overseas, and they're keeping their money overseas, and they're not investing it. If the corporations were investing their money, expanding their production, why, of course, we would have prosperity in the world. But they're intentionally not investing their money. So neither the banks nor the Brotherhood of Darkness corporations are investing their money, so there's a shortage of money. There's plenty of money out there, but these people are conspiring together to keep this from being available. And so basically we're seeing the world economy begin to contract, and they're going to utilize this to bring poverty to nations all throughout the world. And believe me, one of these days, I believe that they will release some of this money. When it does, we'll have runaway inflation. The whole system will collapse. I think we're moving into a period of what is known as stagflation. We'll have low-grade inflation, and then we'll have a depression, the two of them together. And this is all manipulated, but this is happening certainly in India. Their economy is beginning to slow down. In China, the economy is slowing down. In South America, the economy is slowing down. In Europe and the United States, the economy is contracting all throughout the world. It's all being manipulated by the enemies of freedom. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Brother Stan. And I just want to tell everybody, don't let your faith in God and His promises slow down.
Okay, God bless, and you're absolutely right. That's what's really important. Thank you so much for calling, Abel. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think we have a tendency to look and see what's happening materially. Without understanding, we're really fighting a spiritual war. And that spiritual war is being fought on a political, cultural, ideological, but on a financial battlefield as well. And so they know how to manipulate the finances to their own benefit, and that's exactly what they're doing. And the fact that people don't understand this is a spiritual battle being fought on a financial battlefield, or why people are incapable really of addressing it properly. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree. I think we need to just focus on ourselves. We need to really prepare. And again, there's many areas in which we need to prepare for, and spiritually is number one. Everything else is just real, you know, the secondary, but we do need our food, our water, and for those that can prepare and have budgets, they need to preserve their purchasing power through gold and silver. So I think this is things we need to focus on. We have time, but we're running out of time. And being prepared, a long time someone told me, don't be scared, be prepared. You can over-prepare also. And so, you know, be smart in your preparations and make sure that, you know, the items that you get help you and what's suitable for you. I often talk about the suitability of gold and silver for each, but even when you're purchasing food and the different types of food and, you know, make sure you buy what's suitable for you. You know, not just because someone's out there telling you this is what you need to have. Is it suitable for you? So always keep that in the back of your mind as you're making your purchases.
And I think that it's so important that people understand the three basic rules of investing. Diversify, diversify, diversify. We get calls all the time. Well, what happens if they call in the gold? They nationalize the gold. Well, that's why you need silver. Well, what happens if they call in with the gold and the silver? That's why you need platinum. It's an industrial metal, but it certainly its value very closely parallels that of gold. Be involved in a number of things in a number of places. Understand that you can't cover every base, but at least to start thinking along that line. Cover as many bases as you can with your own ideas, your own intelligence, and then learn to rely upon the Lord, because that will make you able to at least sleep at nighttime. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have any questions at all, give us a call. But I think we're seeing the economy of the whole world very slowly winding down. Certainly right now, it looks like we're doing fairly well as far as new car sales here in the United States. But this is simply from the people who are working. Remember, we've got a significant portion of our population that are not working, and we're not producing anywhere near as many cars as we did, say, 6 or 8 years ago. Certainly we may be producing 11, 12 million cars, but at one time we were producing 18 million cars a year, and we're not doing anywhere near that at the present time. So they tell us things are getting better. People with certainly who don't understand what is going on still are investing in things that they cannot afford. They believe the propaganda that things are going to get better, but of course I think that that is a very, very false hope. But of course, most Americans don't want to face the reality of the fact that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is an illusion or a delusion, and as Thomas Jefferson said so well, God who gave us life gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is a gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And I think there are going to be terrible, terrible consequences for what America has done and what for the church has allowed to happen. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And what are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, you know, I believe gold and silver is also here for a reason. Gold and silver is his, is God. He gave it to us. And we need to use it just like he's given us herbs and everything else that we have.
Why don't you tell our listeners how our listeners can get in touch with the Discount Gold and Silver with your organization?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, and our website is dgscoins.com. That is DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com. And they can visit our website, and we do have a little newsletter they can sign up for, and also they can go to the radio page and they can listen to our daily program.
And I think that anybody who really is who's following what's going on realizes that we are now in a recession, moving towards a depression, and contrary to everything that is simply being said by the Obama administration, which is so many of our financial advisory letters are telling us, oh boy, get in on the stock market. It's going to go up, ladies and gentlemen. Do not get in the stock market. No, I'm not a financial advisor, but I think the stock market is a trap right now, and I think the smart money is getting out of the stock market while they're trying to get you into the stock market. They want you to buy their stock. So like this fellow Zuckerman, who has sold the Facebook. He sold $1 billion of his stock before he put it on the market at $38 a share. He knew what was going to happen. The investment houses knew what was going to happen as well. They were advising their top line customers, don't invest in the stock, it's going to fall. And they were advising their common people, invest in it. Facebook's a wonderful investment. You're going to make a lot of money. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on Facebook, you're going to lose a lot of money. There is nothing behind this. It's a facade, and they have very little to offer that's going to generate funds for the suckers who bought Facebook's stock. Your thoughts, Melody?
I mean, I agree. I mean, the pitch that they used for Facebook, I mean, it was nonstop, 24 hours a day, meant for to get people a clue not to even touch it. And, I mean, I even saw an article today where they're questioning whether Facebook will even be around in 5 years. So there's nothing there. And even GM pulled their advertising. I mean, how could you even begin to think of using Facebook for advertising and think it would be successful? So, you know, as you said, there's nothing there. It's just a facade. But I do believe when you have something like Facebook, I do believe there's a purpose for it. You know, I always look behind and I think, well, gee, what was the reason for that? And I always look to the government and I always think, well, what a great way to get everybody, millions of billions of people around the world sucked in, giving all their information, you know, in case they didn't have it already. And again, it's another unity of things that people bear their souls on Facebook, and it just amazes me. So, you know, I it was there for a purpose.
And I would have absolutely nothing to it. I got so many people wanted to be to join Facebook so that we could communicate, and no way am I going to get onto something of that sort. Certainly the internet, a fascinating way to get information. But you have to understand that the enemies of freedom are putting up all sorts of information there to mislead us. You've got to learn who you can trust. There are a few people whose sources are pretty impeccable, but remember, they're planting false information all the time. The war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. Basically, remember, Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. Do you really think the Israelis are concerned about Islamic terrorism when they release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? No. If you don't have any terrorists, how can you have a war on terrorism?
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com.
or 800-982-9158. Find out about ProPax today.
Dan, I guess it's been Melody Cedarstrom. Melody, parting thought before we let you go.
And just as we were saying, just you can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. If they have any questions at all regarding their gold and silver, their past purchases, or their future purchases, they could give us a call, and they can visit our website at bgscoins.com. That is bgscoins.com.
And, of course, if you can't remember that, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down the front page, and you'll see discount gold and silver there, and you can click on that. You go directly to Melody's website. Hey, thank you so very much for being with us, Melody.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Melody Cedarstrom. Always a pleasure to have her here with us. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to, of course, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you aboard. We depend upon people out there in the listening audience who agree with us that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it is still primarily a spiritual battle. Of course, we hope that maybe you will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach people all across the world for that fundamental message. And, of course, we follow the course of this world conspiratorial movement back to its very inception, starting certainly with the effort to build the Tower of Babel, and then, of course, its failure, the breaking apart of the world, dispersing people, which God did, because he didn't want them to unite into a world government at that time, 4,200 years ago. And I don't think he wants them to unite into a world government today. Perhaps it's coming. It probably is. But make your preparations accordingly. And remember that there are powerful forces aligned against God today who want to unite the world under the leadership of the unholy Trinity. And just as certainly within Christianity, we have a holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So we have an unholy Trinity, and that would be Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. I believe that they are here. I believe they are working to consolidate the control. I believe they have agents stationed all throughout the world. I know that on Sunday evening when I was giving a talk serving on a panel at the conspiracy conference, a young man who identified himself as a Luciferian came to the podium, and he wanted to debate me on Luciferianism and all the advantages of being a Luciferian. And, of course, there are lots of advantages. I mean, certainly their message is not to follow the Ten Commandments, keep God's commandments, and love God with all of your heart and all of your soul and your neighbors yourself. The message of Lucifer is, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's a terrible, terrible price to pay if you follow Lucifer, not only in this world, but in the next one. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you haven't heard my talk on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, that's the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and the syllabuses that go with them, you can get them both by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get some of our other DVDs on geoengineering. That's on, of course, on chemtrails, on the aspartame. That's how they're poisoning our food. On Agenda 21, we've got a great talk given by Michael Shaw, and then two of my most recent talks. One on population control, the covert agenda. The other on the dangerous deception. And then, of course, we ask you, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Ron Paul and the other people on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're going to be my views, and for the next hour, the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry's an investigative reporter, lived in Israel for 30 years, and of course, he reported on the corruption and the dishonesty and the murderers that went on over in Israel. And of course, as a loyal Jewish person, I certainly am sure it disturbed him deeply to realize the corruption that exists at the highest levels of the Israeli government. But because he was getting too close to the devil's heartbeat, believe me, there are satanic forces over there. In fact, if you go to Israel and you look on the roof of the Supreme Court building, the Israeli Supreme Court, what do you think you find? You see that same emblem that's on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid cap by the glorified eye, the eye of Lucifer. It's right there in plain sight. You can see it just as plainly as you can see it on the back of our dollar bill. These forces, these occult forces, permeate every aspect of that nation as well as every aspect of our nation. Well, Barry Shamish always has fascinating information. Barry, thank you so very much for being with us. And what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, you know these subjects, and I've been working on it.
All right. Well, we certainly enjoyed it. We read your summary today. You go right ahead.
Well, I wouldn't call it a summary, really. It was more of an article. Did you like the way I ordered it?
You did a very, very good job of it. Go right ahead.
All right. Let's go through it, then. Look, I wouldn't have written about this, but I have... he's not really snitching on his community, but when he sees something is wrong, he's been very helpful to me. And the community I'm speaking about is the Mormon community, in this case, Salt Lake City. Now, the story, he got this information. He never had it before, and barely a week ago, he gave it to me, and I'm going to read the emails. So just bear with me a couple of seconds.
All right, Barry. Now, is this man a Mormon who's giving this to you?
Yes.
Is he? All right, go ahead.
Yes. He's
Go right ahead, then.
Very established. He knows lots. You know, the Mormons are a lot like the Jews. If you're established, and, well, you can run the show. I mean, that's what's going on in the Mormon community. There is an established Mormon community. There's a new Mormon community. He's from the old school. He's from the established Mormon community. I don't want to give his name, but he's a very serious source.
Go right ahead.
All right, here are the emails. Now, these emails, again, only a week, 10 days ago, they started coming in to me. I think we exchanged four or five. Now, the first email, not my voice, his. Here is a tidbit regarding Wayne Owens from a neighbor friend, and then he tells where he lives.
All right, now you want to tell our listeners who Wayne Owens is, because he's what this is
about.
Okay,
start. I'm on my way there.
Okay, go right ahead.
That's certainly the path I plan to take.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this provides more detail on what he told me 3-4 years ago. That's his source.
All right, fine. You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Perry Samish.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, my guest is Barry Samish, and Barry is telling us the strange story of a gentleman named Wayne Owens. He was Mormon. He had actually was a congressman from Utah for a time, and suddenly after he left that, he went to Israel, and he was murdered there. And of course, the question is, why was Wayne Owens murdered in Israel? What was the force behind it? So Barry now has gotten some new information from people high up, or at least the people comfortably high up in the Mormon church, who are informing him of the background behind this strange story. The murder took place somewhere, what, 2001, 2002?
December 18th, 2002.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead.
Now, look, we're talking about the neighbor of Wayne Owens' chief of staff. His name was Kenley Brunsdale. And we're not just talking mere gossip. These are friends. I'm talking friends. But I'm going to continue with the emails. And nonetheless, we have to get them out of the way. You have to understand that when Wayne Owens was murdered in Israel, I smelt a rat right away. I mean, it was just a, it was beyond sloppy. It was beyond anyone in their right mind believing that he dropped dead on a path outside the Tel Aviv Hilton. And then afterwards, after I reported and not just my suspicious facts, I got new people in Salt Lake City who took it very seriously. Now, not everyone is talking about this in Salt Lake City. They're covering this up. And now, way back years ago, I got the information as I wrote that he didn't drop dead on a path outside a hotel. He was murdered somewhere else and thrown on the path. You don't just drop dead on a path, okay? I mean, look, it's possible. I mean, somewhere in history, somebody walked down a path and dropped dead. But in most cases, if you want to make sure the person is found, you throw them on a path. That's just simple, simple logic. And lo and behold, this informant in Salt Lake City 3-4 years ago, well, here's what he told me. He told me, first of all, the body was moved. You got that right. But, now, again, I'm going to quote from the emails. Another tidbit he writes me from my original conversation with my, FS nephew. That's untraceable, I guess. What he told me is his family, what he described, his family were sat down at a privileged or secret meeting, and they were put under oath not to talk about the meeting. Wayne Owens' family had expressed that they didn't want an autopsy performed, which is ridiculous. I mean, really, the guy drops dead in the middle of a path, and he was a two-term congressman, and we'll get to what he was doing in the Middle East. He had a Middle East peace center that was just up to its necks in skullduggery. What we're talking about is I wrote about something and I got sources right from the top. And these were, let's put it this way, no autopsy, ridiculous. All right, just the family were told don't ask for an autopsy. Now, what my, I keep calling my source, I want to call him by his name, but I won't. Someday he might allow that. Right now it could cause him trouble. But he writes, I realize I would think after the hearing, after hearing what you had to say, they might want to reconsider their decisions, even with the passage of time. If originally they thought it unnecessary and were not coerced, and then the email, it just says, gotta run. The key is the family of Wayne Owens were told not to do anything to look at his body and have them discover he was murdered. All right? Plain and simple. Now, I got this right from the family. And I'm saying this openly. I'm protecting a person, but it's a small enough community that I would think there's more than a few people know that he's in contact with me. What we've got, though, is a very, very important piece of information. Now, Kenley Brunsdale, go on Google him and look him up. He was the chief of staff of Wayne Owens at the time of his murder. But more to, and this, we will, you'll see the importance 1 second. Kenley Brunsdale was having, he was a young guy. Wayne Owens was 65 when he died. This guy was well over 20 years younger than him. This, and believe me, Wayne Owens was no looker, 65 or any age. What he did was nothing but a plain, ordinary career move. You have an affair with this congressman, and you can make an effect on the world. You can get ahead. He did not do it from sexual attraction. Straight out, the chief of staff of Wayne Owens, Democrat from Utah. Well, look, with this article out, I'm sure it got back to him already. What he did was simply, well, it was a career move, straight out north. It was not sex because he loved Wayne Owens. Now, Kenley Brunsdale was an environmentalist. He prided himself on environmental issues.
You know, basically, of course, this aide who had the affair, supposedly had the affair with Wayne Owens, do we have any evidence of it other than the statement by the...
From his wife. I'll live with that statement. And by the way, this is not just a gossip. This man has been a very trusted source of mine for over 10 years. In fact, I went to Salt Lake City and gave a speech at a Utah university, reasonably well attended, because of his association with me. So I say this, this is a reliable source, and I say this quite, if his wife told him that he had an affair with Wayne Owens, this man is not going to lie to me. There's no reason for him to lie to me.
All right, fine. So basically then the source of it was Wayne Owens' wife.
No, it was Kenley Brunsdale's wife.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
All right. Now, what we're dealing with is a man who wants to make his mark on environmental issues, especially water. Now, you're going to see how this is profoundly important, but I'm going to leave that dangling. Owens was in Israel. Again, Wayne Owens was the founder of his little peace center. It was called the Middle East Peace and Economic Coalition. The Center for Middle East Peace and Economic Cooperation. He ran that since 1993. Now let's discover why this ex-congressman from Utah, first of all, would get the money and influence to open a center like this to begin with, and why. It was none of his business, you would think, except he had intruded it into his life. Now, here is how Wayne Owens slowly gets corrupted by Shimon Peres. And that is a big chunk of this story. You have to remember, Wayne Owens, for some reason, in 1989, no one can figure it out. What could he gain from it when it was illegal? He flew to Tunisia and met with Yasser Arafat and had his own version of peace meetings. And by the way, a lot of people didn't forgive him for that. He should have been in prison. It was illegal to meet with the Arafat or the PLO in 1989. That didn't become legalized until 1993 with the beginning of the Oslo Accords. So we're wondering what he's doing there, but Shimon Peres, again, we won't dive into what a rascal, what a murderous rascal Shimon Peres is, but he sees something really useful in Owens. If this guy's going to run off and meet Arafat, well, he arranges that Wayne Owens become a hero of the Middle East. Now, Wayne Owens didn't have the money to set up a center for Middle East economic cooperation. Ridiculous. So he was given a couple of people to help him out. Now, keep in mind, as we continue this, this is a complicated subject. All of the upcoming members of Wayne Owens' Peace Center were from the Council on Foreign Relations. All of them were CFR.
All right, in other words, basically there's a force behind Wayne Owens and his so-called peace negotiations or whatever they are. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Sammis. But there is a vast conspiracy and network out there, and it ties right back to the CFR.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Berry. He's trying to get into the background of these organizations, certainly. Perez has a Peace Center, and then, of course, Wayne Owens has a Peace Center, and they're being financed by this whole internationalist group that we keep talking about. Maybe Perez is getting some money from the Vatican, but they all work together. And basically, the people are on the boards of these Peace Centers, either certainly are coming from the CFR or affiliated groups. Go right ahead, Barry.
Straight from the CFR, no affiliations. Go look it up right now. Look up Daniel Abraham, co-founder of Wayne Owens Peace Center. Look up Stephen P. Cohen, business associate of the Wayne Owens Peace Center. For that matter, look up Wayne Owens. He's no longer a member because he's dead, but he was when he died. They're all CFR. This is Council on Foreign Relations, Secret Diplomacy, and at the top of this is not Wayne Owens. It is Shimon Peres, but I have to explain something, and it's very difficult. You have to bear with me. Let's look at what happened 2 weeks before Wayne Owens arrived in Israel. A massive scandal involving, it was not Peres, it was Rabin's emissary to the PLO. It was previously Peres' emissary to the PLO, and his name is Yossi Ginassar. He's been indicted on very serious crimes. I mean, this guy was a crook, and he was a crook when he died in his 50s. We're talking about a murderama, but that now is not the time. The point was that Yossi Ginassar was exposed, and therefore the government was exposed as facilitating the embezzlement of over $300 million by Yasser Arafat from the Palestinian people. The accountant working with Yossi Ginassar, his name was Ozrat Lev, opened his mouth to newspaper Mariv, and he explained how the scam went. It was a very complicated scam. They had to open up, non-existent companies. They had to make it look like they existed, but the money stolen from the Palestinian people would go into the supposed bank accounts of these phony companies. That's how the scam went. But the majority of these companies were supposedly, not actually, but supposedly on paper, owned by Stephen P. Cohen, the business head of Wayne Owens Peace Center. Owens would be, and you don't have to be a detective to figure this out, Owens would be tied directly to the embezzlement, the massive embezzlement of the Palestinian people by Yasser Arafat, facilitated by, again, Yossi Ginassar and Ozrat Lev. Now, I know if you're not familiar with Israeli names and personalities, this is going to be a bit confusing. To me, it's very natural. But I'm going to spell out this scandal was enormous. What you're talking about is the peace leader of the Palestinians. Remember, in 93, this was just December of 93, Oslo was, what can you say? It was unknown. It wasn't really well known until the summer. What you had was a Yasser Arafat robbing his people blind, thanks to the Israeli government and thanks to Yoshigina Sar, the special emissary to the PLO, the Palestinians were robbed. And the way it was done, a bunch of phony companies set up in the name of Stephen P. Cohen buried the money. Over $300 million stolen from the Palestinians, facilitated by the Israelis, and hidden by Wayne Owens' own business associate, Stephen P. Cohen. I hope I explained that.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'm still on?
Right, so we'll be back here in just a moment, because our guest this evening is Barry Shamish, and we're simply going to the background of Wayne Owens, of various connections with these people who are certainly using their influence to facilitate the stealing of hundreds of millions of dollars from the people there.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, certainly it's Barry's contention that I said that Wayne Owens wanted to do the right thing. Yasser Arafat was stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from the Palestinian people, and Wayne Owens wanted to expose him and take the leadership of the PLO away
from Arafat.
So basically, he flies over there. He's there in Israel.
He's in Egypt. Arafat isn't anywhere near Egypt. Okay. Let me go on.
Okay, you go ahead.
Arafat's office, where did he meet? It might have been in Tunisia, December 1993. It was probably Tunisia. he meets with them. No, I think the PLO's office was in Cairo. That's where he met Nusra bin Fayyad. Now listen, this business with Owens, don't forget, Owens, in a world with justice, he would be facing a long, long prison term over the fact that the head of his business affairs, Stephen Cohen, was the one who hid the money, who openly embezzled, facilitated the embezzlement of $300 million by the leader of the Palestinians. He was directly involved, and it doesn't take it. Look, it took me 12 seconds to understand that Cohen is the business associate of Wayne Owens. Wayne Owens must have been involved in this embezzlement. He was in a very tough position. The decision he made, frankly, suggests that he had a change, his own change of heart, and he decided to do the right thing. The other possibility is he really was blind and Perez was using him to steal money for himself and for Arafat, and he didn't know. And you know, that's not impossible. I've known many Mormons who are very naive. Maybe you could pull the wool over his eyes. I'm not sure. We don't know why he did it, but what we do know is he somehow decided to do the right thing and break up this Arafat Perez mafia. Remember, if the Guinassar affair was actually brought to a proper system of justice in Israel, Guinassar he furiously a few months later. And from that point of view, Paris would have been in prison for incredible financial illegalities in a proper world. But that's, I don't think Owens understood there is no justice in Israel, and there nobody is ever going to serve time for stealing from the top of the Knesset. Nobody goes to prison. There are lots of scandals. I don't think he understood this, and I think his first instinct was to do the right thing, and that's what he attempted to do in Egypt, was to bring down the Arafat Paris crime syndicate. And if you ask me, that's a mighty strong motive for murder. All right? Now,
all right, go ahead.
Now let's get through that. There are a few more points that should be understood. You have to understand how this scam worked. Now, right now, at this moment, Wayne Owens hustled USAID to fund a desalination plant in Ashkelon, and a canal that took the water to the Gaza Strip. The money would go through Wayne Owens. Wayne Owens was the American with the right to request funds from USAID. He had a peace center. Shimon Peres was the Israeli who took the money. He took $128 million, and Yasser Arafat took $75 million for the desalination plant. And it was just a series of projects where the Wayne Owens Peace Center looked the American taxpayers, I say, over $1 billion. what can you say? There are other projects, but this is the one that they were at work on when Wayne Owens arrived in Israel. Now, Wayne Owens, you have to understand, knew the risks. And the, look, I'm telling you about a murderama. I'm telling you that Yossi Guinnessar died mysteriously. Somebody preceded Wayne Owens, and that somebody was Larry Foley, the auditor, the Middle East auditor for USAID. He saw the figures, and he knew it stunk, and he was going to open his mouth. So on October 28th of 2002, that is about a month and a few days before Wayne Owens saw his end, Larry Foley, was murdered in Amman. He was the highest USAID official in the Middle East. He was responsible for auditing the funds that went to Middle Eastern projects. And he was murdered, and to this day, no unsolved crime. Nobody knows who did it. Folks, if you're interested, go on Google, look up Larry Foley. That's F-O-L-E-Y. What can you say? What's going on right now? Before Owens even arrives, the murderama has begun. And I assure you that President Shimon Peres is no stranger to murder. All right? I'm saying that, and I won't go into the grand details of why I'm saying that. If he's endangered, oh, Lord, if you're in his way. Now, let's continue on with how Peres helps his buddies benefit from his crookedness. Now, you've got this giant desalination plant in Ashkelon worth a grand total of $128 million, with canals $75 million more. You've got yourself over $200 million, approaching $250 million on this project in the hands of Arafat and Peres. And they don't want to give this up, and they want to help their friends. Now, again, Kenley Brunsdale was a nut about water. Why ever he had that fling affair, whatever you call it, with Wayne Owens, he could justify it in his own mind that he was behind the water strategy that is helping bring peace to the Middle East. They were that deluded in those days. I would assume he is not so deluded anymore. But Peres and his friends, now here's what happened. In the year 2000, his good buddy Charles Bronfman buys a water company called Vivendi. This is very important because Vivendi is given a major chunk to build the desalination plant. Charles Bronfman of the CFR. I keep telling you this. They're all CFR. Whatever is going on with this massive crookedness, every one of them are CFR. All of them. And by the way, that's not a coincidence. This apparently, peace, as I've been saying for many, many years, is CFR policy because they can keep, well, they can rob the place blind by keeping everybody at war. It's a win-win option for them. Peres tells Charles Bronfman to get a water company in a hurry and he'll help them get a gigantic commission for building a desalination plant. He buys Vivendi in 2000. The plant is already being built at bargain prices within 2 years, and everybody is getting rich, and the last thing they want is Wayne Owens upsetting the whole apple cart. And that's what Wayne Owens did the day before he arrived in Israel. He was in Cairo upsetting the apple cart. Look, in a real world, Shimon Peres would not be the president of Israel. He'd be on the gallows. Okay, in a real world, you know, these people like Bronfman had to resign for embezzlement from the American Jewish Congress. He was forced to resign. These are all crooks. The works, they're all crooks. Stephen Cohen agrees to let his name be used on phony companies to hide Arafat's embezzled funds. You can't find an honest one in the lot. And suddenly here comes Wayne Owens, and he's about to open his mouth, and he's about to fell Arafat. And if Arafat goes, and, well, you better find a leader just as crooked as him, or the whole thing will collapse. The whole crime scheme will collapse. And in, like I say, in Paris's mind, Paris arranges the murder. Oh, I can even tell you how it was done, who the last person to see Wayne Owens was, where it was. I did this study pretty seriously. In fact, I'll tell you one other detail. Arafat's financier, the equivalent of Osrad Lev, who opened his mouth in Israel and amazingly survived somehow, was Muhammad Rashid. I was writing the stuff about the embezzlements and how Rashid was involved in the embezzlements. His son wrote me for almost 2 years trying to convince me that his father's a good man and wouldn't embezzle anybody until he understood that I was right. I was really in the middle of this stuff. I wasn't just reporting my opinions. I was getting the view from inside the scandal. What it comes down to, why Wayne Owens was murdered, is because he was challenging the mafia. That's what Wayne Owens was doing. And when you challenge the mafia, headed by Shimon Peres, with a first-class thug like Yasser Arafat pitching in, you don't live long. All right. Did I explain it well?
I think you did as well as you can. It's a very, very, very difficult thing. But basically, Wayne Owens was going to pull the plug. He was going to let people understand that hundreds of millions of dollars had been stolen and he had to be eliminated. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yeah, that's in one sentence, that's a pretty fair estimate.
All right, fine.
Look, all I'm going to say is I'm just going to name, and I have named just a few of the people who have lost their lives for opening their mouths or for being honest. And that includes Yossi Ginassar, who, believe me, was not honest. But nonetheless, he had to go. Lawrence Foley, who was auditing all, well, what can I say? He was he found out that the mafia had taken over the America. Remember, USAID was the source of their money. That was the trough. It was up to Wayne Owens to submit proposals, but he was not allowed to receive any of the money. You had to have local parties receiving it from USAID. And in the case of Israel, it was Shimon Peres, and Yasser Arafat, who received, my estimations, over $1 billion from the American taxpayer. Your tax funds were going to fund the mafia. Arab and Jewish, but still a mafia. Wayne Owens was going to put an end to the mafia. Wayne Owens was ordered murdered by Shimon Peres. I don't know if Arafat was in on the order or not, but Wayne Owens was murdered in Tel Aviv after he had dinner with Shimon Peres' advisor. Oh, my goodness, what's his name? Jeeves. Now,
What were they able to do to Wade Owens' family to force them not to ask for an autopsy? Did they have something on the family? Or was
again, you have this issue. What I do with Israel is only for the good of my people. And look, if you open your mouth in Mormon society and it damages the Mormon reputation, you did something wrong. The same thing with Israel. You try and get the truth out, there's something wrong with you. That's just the prevailing mentality in both communities.
Well, it's a tragic situation. So Wayne Owens and several other people were killed, all covering up for the massive that goes on. I don't think it stopped at that time. I think that thing goes on all throughout our society today. And if you do open your mouth, why, of course, it can be very, very costly in more ways than one. Our guest is Barry Shavers. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com
or 800-982-9158. Find out about ProPax today.
Night all.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and basically, of course, Barry has all sorts of stories about corruption involving the upper echelons of the Jewish society, and certainly the way this whole thing interlocks, of course, it interlocks with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and certainly they've infiltrated the Jewish religion, the Catholic religion, they've infiltrated the Protestant religion, they've infiltrated the Muslim religion. This permeates every aspect of society today. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to understand what's going on, let me suggest that's a good place to start. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we suggest that you, to really understand what's going on, you understand the spiritual forces that are at work not only today, but have been at work for thousands of years, bringing us to where we are today. You need to, of course, to suddenly get the DVD, The Forbidden Secret, another DVD, The Dark Secret. You need to get a more recent DVD, The Dangerous Deception, and, of course, it contains my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, the only committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. You need to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written by Rennie Wormser, who is the counsel for the Reese Committee, because this all ties in together. And it ties into the Mossad. It ties into the Nazi movement. It ties into the communist movement. Who do you think financed communism from 1917 on? Why was the Council on Foreign Relations, or at least the Brotherhood of Darkness, which became the major front organization, was the CFR, starting in 1921. Who do you think financed the Nazi movement? Who do you think is financing the terrorist movement and Al-Qaeda today? It's all the same forces. You have to have an enemy so you can justify increasing the power of government over the lives of the people. And so we enjoy having Barry with us because he takes us behind the scenes to see what's happening in Israel. But what's happening in Israel is simply a reflection, a mirror image of what's happening in America today. We have, at least in the Christian faith, a Father and Son and the Holy Ghost. We have a mirror image of that within the occult religion. It's called Satan, the Antichrist, and the False Prophet. I believe they're all available today. I believe we're moving towards a climax in the history of civilization, and you're going to have to be prepared for it if you hope to survive the difficult times that lie ahead. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our web page is radioliberty.com. If you would like to advertise with Radio Liberty, we do have some very interesting opportunities at the present time. We've lost a couple of advertisers. We've got that very a good one, a potential one today. We do hope they'll come on with us, but we invite you to call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war. America, our values, our freedom, the very future of this nation and our children are under attack today. So please, Chris, listen to Radio Liberty. Tell others about Radio Liberty. Try to get them to understand the very nature of the battle in which we're engaged. Because this is a spiritual battle that is being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And so, until tomorrow evening, when we'll be with you at the same time once again, this is Dr. Stan saying good night, and may the Lord be with you.
Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 5 June. It is Tuesday, 2012. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, wanting to put it all together in some acceptable form to make it through the day. I do thank you for joining us today. Got another announcement that we have to make today. It seems like we've had a rush of things taking place that are challenging all of us. And it is a very tough time, a tough time to keep going, keep motivated. But that's what our journey is all about, is regardless of what takes place,